Good morning to you, in the wonderful name of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to stay tuned for the next 15 minutes to the Triumph of His Grace broadcast, sponsored by the Grace Bible Churches. We shall be giving you some more information about the program. However, we trust that our program will give you enlightenment concerning the truth of God's Word and encouragement to do His blessed will for your lives.
Hello, dear listeners. This is Carl Natrum, pastor of the Grace Bible Church in Paddock Road, Dalkeith, St. Michael, once again greeting you in the wonderful name of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're glad that we are able to share with you a message from the Word of the Lord. We trust that you would listen carefully and apply God's Word to your own heart for your own spiritual and eternal good. We have with us Brother Patrick Garnes, pastor of the Grace Bible Church in Wellhouse in Philip, to bring us a message from the Word of the Lord.
Greetings, friends. We thank the Lord for the blessing once again of looking into His Word. And we were looking at the practical section, the duty section of the book of Ephesians, where from chapter 4 to chapter 6 we have the blessing of God unfolded in relation to the wonderful salvation He has described in the first three chapters. It is in this calling of the believer in the first 16 verses. And in this connection, we saw the character of that calling. As we identify with that calling, the apostle invites that we understand the need to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And my friend, in the world today, the kind of conflict that the enemy would like to cause in relation not glorifying to God, and every believer is challenged to do everything by the Spirit of God to ensure that the blessing and the glory of God is recognized as a result of His working by the Spirit to endeavor to keep the unity of that Spirit in the bond of peace. And then he goes on to mention in relation to this the condition of that calling, where in relation to that description he mentions seven unities. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Of course, that one body constitutes the Lord Jesus Christ's body, and that is the church. The Spirit, of course, is the Spirit, the Comforter, that He promised in John chapter 16, and the ministry of the Spirit is clear in relation to the functioning of the Lord's purpose in this world. Jesus said He would glorify Him in chapter 16, verses 7 to 11. Of John, the Bible tells us He came to reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. It is that same Spirit who works to establish not only the glory of God, but of course, in terms of the unity that will glorify Him, the Holy Spirit works in that connection as well. So one body, one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. And that hope is a blessed hope. And that is spoken of in Titus chapter 2 as well by the Apostle Paul. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And one Lord, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one the Apostle Paul would contend, and certainly Jude invites us to contend for, and the Bible tells us as well of that one baptism, as we are baptized into the body of Christ and sealed with the Spirit of promise, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, to the glory of God. And then, of course, our one God, the Father of us all, and above all, and through all. The Apostle Paul mentioned this again in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse number 6. But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in Him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by Him. And so the glorious expectation is that the Lord would have His way in the church and in the life of the individual to establish a unity and at the same time the character of long-suffering and forbearing and meekness and lowliness that would certainly glorify God and cause the world to see and glorify the Father who is in heaven. In chapter number 4, he continues from verse 7 to speak in terms of not only that blessedness of the that we have, but the gifts that concern it in 7 to 13, and then the growth that characterize it, verses 14 to 16. Notice verse 7, "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ." And so grace of God is given that we might function in using the gifts of God for the glory of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. "Wherefore," he says, "when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave." Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? "He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith," the faith, "and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love." This is a glorious portion of Scripture that speaks to that calling of the believer, which, having defined the greatness of it in character and condition, is also characterized by the gifts in order that it might continue to develop in the fashion and the form that God would have it for the glory of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the offerings defined, therefore, and the operation, the outcome, the whole purpose for the apostles who, of course, laid the foundation in terms of the first ministration after the Lord Jesus Christ to have called them into His grace and His service. The Bible tells us that calling, of course, in Mark chapter 3 and verse 14, was that they might be with Him first of all, and that then they might be sent forth to preach. And the apostles, receiving the blessing of God in relation to power and endowment of the Holy Spirit, demonstrated, of course, their commitment in relation to the Lord of glory, by the missionary journeys, of course, and by the use of the Holy Spirit's working in bringing them to reveal to us in the writing of the epistles the program, purpose, and will of God. We thank God for the foundation work. We thank God for the ministration of the gifts then, evangelists and pastors and teachers, pastor teachers, as it were, that this work might continue to develop in the fashion that God would have it to, and for the fulfillment of His purpose. Verse 12, of course, says, "For the perfecting of the saints," and that is the function of the gifts of these persons, the perfecting of the saints, the maturity, the growth and development, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, that is the building up of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a mature or perfect individual in Christ Jesus, unto the measure of the stature or the fullness of Christ. My friend, the real objective is that we be conformed, therefore, to the image of Christ. As the apostle emphasizes this, we understand the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. "It is enough that the disciple be as his Lord." Oh, what a goal. Oh, what an objective to be like Jesus. Oh, to be like him. Oh, that we might be conformed to the image of his son and be strengthened in his word by the proper ministration of the word, so that we would not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, but we might stand firm and strong and grow in the head, even Christ. That is the purpose and ministration of the Lord in terms of what he has given as far as this calling is concerned. As a result, we have the conduct that is emphasized after this calling in verses 17 to 22. A personal conduct, a social conduct, and a domestic conduct, which takes us from chapter 4 straight through to chapter 6 and verse 9. And in that way, we find the blessing of God unfolded to us. That personal conduct is very clear. This I say, therefore, verse 17, testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. That is the conduct that is personal, that he wants us to understand, that is distinct from the way of the world, from the way of the natural man, the person who is not redeemed. In fact, verse 20 says, but ye have not so learned Christ. He's telling the Ephesians that they have not learned Christ in that fashion at all. And so the person who has learned Christ is different from all those who have not yet trusted Christ as Savior. May we understand this, and may we glorify him in our personal conduct. Let us pray. Father, we pray that you would bless by your Spirit's working in us. We, by our conduct, would glorify the Lord Jesus. Give strength, for without thee, we can do nothing. And may others see the beauty of Jesus in us. Father, I pray that you would help us in this regard. And those who are not saved, may they enter into the blessedness of knowing Christ as Savior. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is a gift of God. May they truly come to call on the Lord Jesus Christ to give sins and cleanse and redeem by his power. We ask your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear listeners, as you've heard a message from the word of the Lord, and you know your need, your spiritual need, we would like to encourage you to contact us as soon as possible, or write us, let us send some literature to you. Please call us at 427-1054, that is 427-1054, or put your mail in the box this week and let us know of your need, so that we can send you some literature that is appropriate for your need. Also, we invite you to come and visit us at one of our churches, where we will be glad to take God's word and help you. We invite you to the Grace Bible Church in Well House in Phillip, or the Grace Bible Church in Birds River Deacons Road, where services begin every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Then there is the Grace Bible Church in Parrot Road, Dalkey, St. Michael, where services begin at 8:30 every Sunday morning. We have a Sunday school hour just after each morning worship service, and we have a class for every age. We'd like you to come along or send your children along. Then every Sunday night at 7:15, we have services in each one of our churches. Then there is the Berean Baptist Bible Church in Colleton, Six Men, St. Peter. Their services begin at 11 o'clock every Sunday morning and at 6:30 every Sunday evening. We're looking forward to seeing you. Remember, it is for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself.